Hello.
Hello, my name is Kenya, returning your call from customer support. Could I please have your zip code?
11572.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up. And could I please have your first and last name?
James Borstock.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
3295 Fifth Street, Oceanside, New York, 11572.
Thank you, and I'm just waiting on that to load. And so I do see here that you were charged for the Bytub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy, also cut out sugars and carb cravings.
Yeah, I never ordered that, though.
And it was for the chance to win an Dyson vacuum cleaner in a raffle.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't realize there was a cost associated with that.
Yes, sir. So
yeah,
basically,
so I, can I get a refund
while
on
you're
that?
In
that
the raffle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was just saying, so basically while you're in the raffle, you have the app. But I can reduce the price of that app to $20, so it's at a discount instead of the full amount.
No, I don't want to be part of it at all. I was misguided. I thought it was something completely different.
Okay, well, let me see. And so let me see. And so as far as the refund, it did state there in the terms and conditions about the $59.89 charge and that it would be for that Bytub app. So it is a valid charge with it stating there in the terms and conditions. But what I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay, that would be helpful.
So I'm doing that refund for you now, and it can take up to 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could assist with for you?
And will there be any recurring charges?
No, sir.
Okay. So I'll just be charged $5 for the
mistake.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's not a problem. I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.